Yeah, I mean, I wrote it when I first moved to LA, like within my first year there, and I was trying to, I didn't really know a lot of people out here, so I was trying to just be outgoing and go to parties and meet as many people as I could, and I realized a lot of people here are fake, and I was in a writing session with this writer, Sean Kennedy. It was our first session together, and since then, he's been on almost like all of my songs as a writer. I love him. And this producer, Kilogram, and I was kind of bitching about, like, ugh, like, I can't find any genuine people out here. Like, what's going on? And I was like, I'm going to all these parties. And then Sean made a joke, and he's like, well, I only go if there's any drugs there. And then it was just kind of this, like, moment. We all looked at each other. We were like, are we about to write a song called Drugs right now? Like, let's go. And it was one of those experiences where it just kind of felt like we all just blacked out, and then the song existed, which was, like, super dope. For me, I feel like a lot of the songs that I really resonate with and love that I've been a part of have been like that, where I don't even really remember writing it. It just, like, kind of naturally happened.
Uh-huh.
And then I put out the song, and then it was like, a year until it had a little moment on TikTok, and then it was another year, and then it had, like, a second life on TikTok, and that was when she had, like, kind of her big, or she is in Drugs, the song, so I, like, definitely give her, like, a personality. But, the song kind of had, like, a third life, which was cool. And I think, yeah, I'm just, like, super grateful for TikTok for giving the song another life. It's been cool.
All right. Now, your new single, I think, is called Stop. So how did you and your co-writers write that one?
Yeah, that one was actually at a writing camp at Teddy Geiger's. She's, like, a really dope producer and writer, and we were all at her studio in L.A., and how did it even happen? I just remember somebody started playing a bass line, and I was with this dope writer, Asia Whitaker, and she started saying something about, like, hearts gonna beat so fast, it might stop. And then I love, like, chromatic, kind of, like, falling melodies. So I think I just started going, like, hearts gonna be so, and just started singing that little melody as a joke. And then we were like, wait, let's do it. And so we kind of based the whole song off of that. And it was a really cool moment as an artist, because, like, it was the first day of this writing camp that was for my artist project. So, like, my A&R and then David Massey, who's, like, the head of my label, rolled through at the end of the day. And we were like, yo, listen to this demo. And it was this, like, super beautiful, magical moment where, like, me and all the my co-writers and the producers were in the room. We were like, oh, this is dope. But then I got to have, like, my team on, like, the business creative side be there. And we all were like, holy shit, like, this is a really special song. And so that was kind of, like, that gut feeling that we had on the first day just with the demo is, like, the reason why, like, a year later I was like, okay, it's time to put this song out. So I'm stoked it's finally out in the world for sure.